Ever wonder how and why our government seems to have snagged for itself the power to create infinite amounts of currency out of thin air? Ever wonder how this came to be? Well, if you haven't, you should. And when you start to dive down that particular rabbit hole, things get real fast. Once you zero in on the basic fact that our government, or to be more precise, our government in conjunction with the bankster-owned and operated Federal Reserve, once you fully embrace the fact that these criminals have found a way to literally counterfeit infinite amounts of wealth out of thin air and then use that artificial wealth to effectively own and control everything and everyone beneath them, then you are likely to want to know exactly how this came to be and in detail. So what were the steps? How did we get here exactly? How did we go from sound money, real money like gold and silver backing our currency, to nothing backing it at all? When we start asking questions like these and start getting answers to questions like these, key dates and key events will begin to come into focus. They'll begin to crystallize. Dates like August 15th, 1971, almost 50 years ago, when conservative Republican President Richard Nixon temporarily closed the gold window and, at the same time, implemented wage and price controls. Yeah, wage and price controls. That's how conservative Republican presidents really roll when the chips are down, don't you know? Now that we're nearing the 50-year anniversary of Nixon's temporary closing of the gold convertibility window, which effectively severed the U.S. dollar from being backed by any real money at all, we have a 5-decade track record to examine, and that's where the title of this video comes in. WTF happened in 1971. So what happened in 1971? Well, the dollar became free-floating, untethered to reality at all, which meant that the power to create dollars became unlimited. That's what happened. Some of the key effects of Nixon's liberation of the dollar from reality are cataloged at a website. WTF happened in 1971.com. I'll be linking to the site in the description. You really should check it out. It offers a great start in understanding the profound impact of the USSA moving from sound money to counterfeit wealth as the basis of its economic system. The massive transfer of wealth and power from the masses to the elite abuser class that has happened since then was no accident. Neither was the wage stagnation for the masses that took root in 1971. 1971 is a key year, and this website, WTF happened in 1971.com, helps give you a sense of just how significant that year was because of what was done to the foundation of our economic system. Now that we're nearing the end game for the dollar, it's more important than ever to understand how and why we've gotten to where we are now and where the dollar will be going from here so that we can prepare accordingly. If this subject interests you, please subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com. where I'll be diving a lot deeper into subjects like this in the coming weeks and months. That's hellraiserreport.com.